Welcome back to MTN Live. I'm your host, MacTech Nexus. And before we begin, please like, subscribe, and turn on post notifications so you do not miss another live stream or video from the Nexus. So today's stories are somewhat interesting, but we will see in this video podcast. Anyways, on to today's stories. Twitch has received a batch of new takedown notices from music publishers over copyrighted songs and recorded streams known as VODs. The company said in an email to streamers today. The notice may be worrying for some streamers who were affected by the waves of takedowns that hit last year, because if a user gets 3 copyright strikes on their channel, they will be permanently banned from the platform according to Twitch's policies. With this advanced warning, it seems Twitch is trying to get ahead of a sudden flurry of takedowns and give streamers some time to remove potentially offending VODs. We recently received a batch of DMCA takedown notifications with about 1,000 individual claims from music publishers, Twitch said in an email Friday, which was sent to a Verge staffer. All the claims are for VODs, and the vast majority target streamers listening to background music while playing video games or in real life streaming. Twitch believes the notifications were automated and warns more are likely coming. If you bounced around Twitch streams before, you probably heard music in the background on many of them. A lot of that music is copyright, which leads to situations like these mass takedowns when the music industry wants to get paid. In Friday's emails, Twitch noted that the only way to avoid DMCA or Digital Millennium Copyright Act strikes is to not stream copyrighted material in the first place, and said that if a streamer does have unauthorized content in their VODs or clips, we strongly recommend that you permanently delete anything that contains that material. DMCA takedowns were first a major issue for streamers last year. In May, many streamers were blindsided by sudden takedown requests, and in October, following another wave of copyright notices, Twitch took the step of deleting offending content. At the time, Twitch offered limited tools to streamers to manage content in response to the takedowns, compounding the problem. The company apologized for how it handled the situations in November, saying that it received a significantly higher number of music-related DMCA notifications starting last May than it ever had before. The company also promised to release better tools to help streamers manage their old content and followed through on that promise in March. And for streamers who want to play rights-cleared music in the background of their streams, Twitch offers a product called Soundtrack, which it released worldwide in beta in October. What this essentially means is that we will be seeing more and more copyright strikes because one main part of a gaming stream is background music. Speaking of which, follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/MacTechNexusYT. The link in the description. New AirPod Pros could launch in 2022, which is focusing on fitness tracking. Apple's second generation AirPod Pros will launch next year following the release of the updated pair of standard AirPods this year, according to a new report from Bloomberg. The new AirPod Pros will reportedly feature upgraded motion sensors to allow for fitness tracking, while the entry-level AirPods will have an updated design similar to the Pro models, along with a shorter stem. In a previous report from last year, Bloomberg said that the upcoming AirPod Pros could ditch the stem entirely in favor of a more compact design, similar to Samsung Galaxy's Buds Plus or Google Pixel Buds. However, at the time, Bloomberg noted that design challenges meant the plan could change. Its latest report says Apple has tested the design, which sounds like it's not guaranteed to appear in the final model. Alongside the two new AirPod models, Apple is reported to be developing a HomePod equipped with a screen, as well as a separate Apple TV-like device that could include a speaker and camera for video calls. The new AirPods would be the first updates to Apple's true wireless lineup in over a year. Apple first released its AirPod Pros in late 2019, while its entry-level AirPods haven't been updated since March of 2019. It released its first AirPods branded over-ear headphones, the AirPod Max, in December. Nintendo could release its heavily rumored new version of the Switch in September or October, according to a Bloomberg report. Manufacturing is reportedly planned to start as soon as July, and Bloomberg says the system may be announced before the E3 trade show, which kicks off in a virtual form on June 12th. As Bloomberg notes, an announcement ahead of E3 would allow third-party publishers, as well as Nintendo itself, to show their games running on the new hardware. This version of the Switch is said to be more powerful of a silicon processor from NVIDIA that works with DLSS technology, allowing for 4K output to a TV, and perhaps maybe even ray tracing. It also reportedly has a 7-inch OLED display source from Samsung. Bloomberg says Nintendo's suppliers are confident in their ability to fulfill the orders, even though there's a global shortage of chips and other components. Production lines are better prepared for the potential component shakeup, and the parts Nintendo is using are subject to less competition than those in its rivals' more powerful consoles, according to the report. Though it still warns that the company's ability to meet consumer demand won't be guaranteed. The current model of Switch has been difficult to find in many regions throughout the past year, which with increased demand during the pandemic, exacerbated by challenges with the supply chain. So, that was it for the topics that I sourced. Now, there's a couple things I need to talk about before I head out for the night. So, first of all, let's talk about our upcoming website. So I've been hard at work this past week working on this new website and all the back-end stuff with the code and whatnot. Luckily, we're getting the rest of the source code finished, and it should be finished hopefully within the next couple months. But it's gonna be in like a beta mode, and eventually we'll even have our own app if we wanted to, that will source to iOS devices, macOS devices, and maybe Windows, Android, and any other operating system that is for phones or computers. So, the website, yeah, is almost done. The source code has to be completed, and then we can roll it out to everyone to view. Now, I hate to end this on a very sour note, but they kind of pushed me to this, you know? So, if I can just have you guys' attention for a little bit longer. I just need to view the comments real quick. So, yeah. So basically, for those of you guys who are posting hate comments, don't. You're just ruining your reputation on the channel. You have no idea you have no idea what my power is here. I have the power to remove your comment, ban it, and maybe even ban you from the channel. So those of you guys who are watching and knew that you were the ones who posted the hate comments, don't. Just don't. All right? We don't want to start anything that would end terribly. The last thing I want to do is ruin the community here, but it appears that though it's ru they're ruining it themselves. Anyways, with that being said, thank you guys for tuning into tonight's live stream. Please like, subscribe, and turn on post notifications so you don't ever miss a video. Don't forget to stay connected with the Nexus, and as always, I will see you in the next one with new topics to discuss.